Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Google announced new 5G Pixel phones, specifically the 6.4-inch Pixel 6 and 6.7-inch Pixel 6 Pro. Both new Pixels run on Google's own custom Tensor ARM SoC, with the Tensor Security Core and the Titan M2 security chip, which handles pins and passwords. The Tensor SoC has 8 cores, comparable to the Qualcomm Snapdragon 888, but it also includes Google's proven Tensor Processing Unit for AI. The Pixel 6 has a 90Hz 1080p screen, a 50-megapixel main sensor, and a 12-megapixel ultrawide. The Pixel 6 Pro adds a 4x telephoto lens and a 1440p screen with an adaptive refresh rate up to 120Hz. Both phones can shoot up to 4K 60fps with auto HDR, and ship with Android 12 with a minimum of 5 years of security support. The phones are available for pre-order now, with the Pixel 6 at $599 and $699, and the Pro at $899, $999, or $1,099, shipping October 28th. Google also introduced Pixel Pass, an all-in-one subscription service that includes a Pixel 6 phone, along with preferred care, YouTube Premium, including music, 200 gigabytes of cloud storage, and a Google Play Pass. It's $45 a month for the 6 and $55 a month for the 6 Pro for 24 months. Facebook introduced a mobile 10.1-inch smart display called the Facebook Portal Go. Like other Portal devices, it works with Messenger and WhatsApp, has smart camera tracking to keep you in frame if you move around, and requires a Facebook account to use. It's got a handle and a battery providing up to 5 hours of Messenger calling or 14 hours of music playback. It supports Amazon and Facebook's voice assistants, although they do different things, and can also work as a Bluetooth speaker. The Portal Go is available now for $199. Activision Blizzard announced more than 20 employees exited the company, and more than 20 different employees were reprimanded following misconduct complaints about incidents ranging from years ago to the present. The company says it will add 19 full-time employees to the ethics and compliance team and triple its investment in training resources. Activision Blizzard also filed an application to stay the discrimination lawsuit from the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing, alleging lawyers currently at the DFEH should be disqualified due to a conflict of interest. The application alleges DFEH lawyers previously worked on a prior similar case against Blizzard Activision when they were previously employed by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority fined Facebook approximately $69 million for conspicuously refusing to report required information, noting the company was given multiple warnings. In August, the CMA provisionally found Facebook's purchase of Giphy would harm competition. The CMA may require Facebook to unwind the deal if competition concerns are confirmed. Snap announced a creative studio called Arcadia, aiming to help companies develop augmented reality advertising and experiences for web and app-based AR environments. Arcadia will function as a division of Snap, but have the freedom to help brands with AR experiences outside of Snapchat. The studio already partnered with Verizon, Shake Shack, and the WWE, among others. On October 26th, the Senate will hold a hearing with YouTube, Snapchat, and TikTok to examine how the platforms impact young users' safety. In a statement, the chair of the Senate Commerce Consumer Protection Subcommittee, Senator Richard Blumenthal, said, "We need to understand the impact of popular platforms like Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube on children and what companies can do better to keep them safe." The United Kingdom's Royal Mint signed an agreement with Canadian startup Exier to recycle gold from electronic waste. The plan involves chemistry selectively targeting and extracting precious metals from circuit boards at room temperature rather than smelters. The Royal Mint's chief executive, Anne Jessup, said this will make a genuine impact on one of the world's greatest environmental challenges. U.S. officials announced Facebook agreed to pay penalties over $14 million in a settlement with the Justice Department over intentionally discriminatory hiring practices. Facebook was sued in December for failing to advertise at least 2,600 jobs to U.S. citizens, instead offering the jobs to foreigners the company was sponsoring for green cards. Facebook further agreed to a settlement with the Labor Department to do more to recruit U.S. workers and be subject to federal scrutiny for up to 3 years. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.